Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. What is your favorite tree? Is it a big shady oak or a pine that will stick around all winter? Do you like the fall color of a maple or the spring flowers of a redbud? Trees serve many functions in the landscape and the environment. They are often seen as one of the sturdiest plants in the landscape, but they aren't invincible. There are many concerns when it comes to tree ownership. One of the biggest concerns with tree health is stress versus disease, followed closely by tree removal. Of course, trees really are sturdy organisms and can usually endure prolonged periods of stress or even disease. It is important, however, to consider what care you are giving a tree while factoring in what might be working against you. If a tree is dying in the middle of a drought, there is good reason to suspect water stress. If the trunk has mushrooms growing out of it, there's plenty of signs of decay. This leads to a key element of diagnosis for any plant: signs and symptoms. A sign of disease is physical evidence such as fungal growth of mycelium or fruiting bodies. Signs of insect pests can include excrement, boreholes, or feeding patterns. On the other hand, symptoms are the plant's response to a stressor. Yellowing leaves, brown roots, and loose bark are all indicators from the plant in regards to damage. A good example of this distinction is with wilt. If you have a tree that has yellowed, dying, or has dead leaves, maybe a pine that has turned brown all at once, and you have symptoms, that could mean a water issue. However, if you were to take a branch or trunk section and physically see dark streaks on the wood or rings of discolored vascular tissue, then you have signs of a wilt disease. A pine wilt example would also include the pine sawyer beetle. It's important to consider that disease is not the most common problem with plants. It's usually environmental stress. Oftentimes, especially with sturdy woody plants, they can accumulate a lot of stress and show symptoms for a long time before they become a problem. To round off this topic, let's discuss how to manage a tree that has problems. The number one key to managing with stress and disease is to prevent them with proper care. This includes watering in a drought and fertilizing when a soil test shows low nutrients. Another preventative measure is to spray or inject trees with pesticides as appropriate. If an infection has developed or stress has damaged the tree, then we enter a treatment phase. Typically, this will include pruning out dead branches. Proper removal of branches at the collar, near the large limb or trunk, is preferred. Pruning is often best done right before spring, when the tree can quickly heal over the wound and avoid winter or summer injury. Finally, it's important to know when a tree has become a hazard. Any tree can be a hazard tree and require removal, but especially ones that are too close to homes or public property. It's important to consider removal before any damage occurs. With enough care and monitoring, you can have trees that last a lifetime. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report.